A Prague court on Friday opened the case of Zbigniew Veselý, a doctor who made a fine business out of curing cancer with costly injections. The problem is his patients never had cancer, and the injections he gave them were vitamin B. The case has evoked public outrage and raised many questions relating to medical ethics and the role of the Czech Doctors' Chamber. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
In 2005, Jindřich Popelář was told he had cancer. His doctor advised him against surgery, saying the tumor was too widespread, but he offered him a cancer cure which had not previously been tested in the Czech Republic. Expensive, but it could save his life. Popelář gratefully agreed and paid 30,000 crowns for the special injections. 2 months later, his doctor pronounced him cured. It was not until 2 years after that another specialist told him that he had never had cancer and had fallen prey to a fraudster. By that time, the miracle doctor had duped 2 other patients in much the same way. 20 years after the fall of communism, the country's health service is on a high level and patients have more rights, among them the right to choose their physician, to see their medical records and get a second opinion. Doctors like Zbigniew Veselý are not common, but they do crop up. Luboš Olejar, head of the Association of Patients, says it is up to the Czech Doctors' Chamber to prevent such incidents.
This man deserves exemplary punishment, all the more so that this is not his first transgression. He was sacked from his former workplace for replacing the wrong kidney in transplant surgery. Doctors like him really should be blacklisted, but because of the medical brain drain, hospitals are sometimes short on staff and take on doctors whose record is not clean. It is the task of the Czech Doctors' Chamber to point out such things, and I think it has failed in doing its duty.
Coincidentally, just a few days ago, Czech television carried an investigative report in which it secretly filmed another doctor admitting that she prescribed a certain medicine because she was paid a bonus by the respective pharmaceutical company for every patient who took the drug. Or rather unnerving news for patients. One thing they can do to avoid doctors such as these is check them out on the internet, where patients themselves give references about their doctor. Luboš Olejar of the Association of Patients says that the association is considering some form of action itself.
I think the internet is proving a valuable source of information for patients, and we ourselves may put up a blacklist of problem doctors where this information can be found in one place. In this case, I mean doctors who have seriously erred in the past and in what way, so that patients know who they are dealing with. It should be up to the doctor's chamber to do this, but as I said, it seems to be generally lacking in this respect.
Patients who have a complaint to make or have doubts regarding their doctor's qualifications can complain to the doctor's chamber, the health ministry, or their health insurance company. But more than anything else, they need to use their own judgment and obtain as much information as they can about the respective GP, specialist, and clinic where they're getting treatment.
Daniela Lazarová reporting there on the case of Dr. Zbigniew Veselý.